Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We are back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Steve Geller along with Mike Dottillier, Charlie Long in studio getting ready for our triple option feature right now. And Mike, you usually throw it to me. I'm going to throw it to you to lead off today.
Yeah, 65 years ago tonight. And man, I saw it as a kid. Every sportscast would either start with it or end with it. Billy Cannon's Halloween Night Run. And, Charlie, you can gear it up.
He stands on his own 28. He gets a pass from center. He boots it and gets another nice kick away going way downfield. Billy Cannon watches it bounce. He takes it on his own 11. He comes back upfield at the 15, stumbles momentarily. He's at the 20, running hard at the 25, gets away from one man for 30. Some 89 yards for a touchdown. Listen to the cheer for Billy Cannon as he comes off the field. Great All-American.
65 years ago tonight, and we did some shows with Billy. I mean, you talk about, man, he got stories. Good. You think Bobby got stories? No. he can top him. Oh, man, Billy had some stories. But the crazy thing about that is I got to talk to Paul Dietzel, who was the coach at LSU at that time. And, you know, his nickname was Pepsinant Paul. You don't remember Pepsinant. No, Luke remember Pepsinant. There used to be a toothpaste at one time. Okay. Man, he had that toothy smile. And he said, Mike, we had a rule at LSU. You can catch it on the run, catch it on the fly. But if that ball bounces, do not touch it. And he said, okay, I see it at the corner of my eye. Billy makes a move up, but he sees it's going to bounce. And he said, you know, all of a sudden, I think Billy was going to let it bounce. The ball bounced right to him. And he was like, no, 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 Billy, no. And he said it went from no, 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 Billy, to run, Billy, run, Billy, run. And if you watch that film, watch the referee trailing Billy Cannon. Man, Billy Cannon was a really fast dude. That referee's like 2 or 3 yards behind him. Man, that referee could run pretty good back then. But it came down to a stop at the end. Ole Miss had a chance to win the game late. And who makes the stop on the fourth down play? They played two ways back then. Billy Cannon.
On Halloween,
on
baby.
Halloween night.
Guys, I'm talking about a Saints player has been dealing with concussions since he came into the league. Chris Olave suffered one his rookie year, two his rookie year, actually, and suffered a third just this past weekend and missed the Denver game, obviously, dealing with that. He's considering wearing the Guardian cap for this matchup, and it just seems like
I would think
a no-brainer to me. I thought he would have been in it last game as well, but didn't wear for whatever reason. But he is considering it, and for those who don't know, the Guardian cap, it's intended to reduce the risk of concussions. The leaks at the league meetings talked about it, said they believe it's a 52% reduction rate wearing the cap. And I know it looks a little strange, but you have that padding around there with the covering. It still looks – it's hard to decipher it being different from the other NFL helmets out there. Now, I don't know – how different of a feel is it for the player on the field, obviously? Does it impede them at all? That's the only reason I would think that Olave wouldn't wear that. To save your head, it seems like a no-brainer, obviously. No pun intended there.
Because of the fact, okay, a lot of people think you might be soft wearing that. Okay, NFL players, man, you're a tough guy to play in the NFL. You got to be.
Right.
But my thing is, you can call me what you want. But after my career is over with and I can think straight,
yeah,
okay, that's what matters. And I've made a lot of money. And Chris has got a chance to do that. You got to worry about your health today, but also long-term health with it. And if you think it can help you, wear the cap. If you believe that, wear it. Don't worry about if people say, oh, you're not a tough guy or anything else. Come on. They would wear it if they had money and their career on the line. So
I'm sure the Saints team is recommending to him that he wear it.
I bet they are. I bet they are. Because you want him out there,
right,
and you don't want him taking another hit. And he's had some lately.
Right.
Right,
you know,
to the head.
Even last game, without the Guardian cap on, I was like kind of holding my breath like, oh, no, here we go again.
Yeah, I know when we had Jen Hale on, she did the game in Miami with Tua. And she was was a major
– He's not wearing
and
one
he
either.
Said, I'm not – I said, no, Jen, somebody got to convince him he got to wear that. And she said, Mike, nobody's going to convince him.
No comprende right there.
Oh, no.
Charlie, what you got for us on Triple Option today?
Guys, Mike, you say it all the time, but running the football still works in the modern-day NFL. And Brian Baldinger, our friend at Odyssey, put out a tweet earlier this week. He said the highest running percentage teams through the first 8 weeks, and he added their winning record right next to it. So I'm going to go one by one and just kind of talk about this real quick, guys. The Eagles – number one in the NFL, run the ball 55% of the time. They have a 5-2 record. Steelers, number two, they run the ball 54% of the time. They're at 6-2. The Ravens at 52% of the time, 5-3. The Lions, 52% of the time, 6-1. And the Commanders are number five. They're at 6-2, guys. And then Baldy adds here that there are six others that are all flirting at around 50%, and that's Buffalo, who's 6-2, Kansas City, who's 7-0, the Chargers, who are 4-3, Green Bay, who is 6-2, Minnesota, 6-2, San Francisco, who's 4-4, but they've dealt with a ton of injury issues, as we all know. And Baldy puts at the end, is this still a passing league? And so I remember we were talking after the first 2 weeks where the Saints were able to run all over both Carolina and, you know, Dallas. When Mark Schlereth came on and talked with us, Odyssey NFL insider, he basically said that it's kind of been a shift, right? Where for years it was a passing league, and so teams drafted accordingly. They kind of drafted these smaller, more speedy kind of defenders. And to combat that, some of these teams and the teams that, as I mentioned, have winning records are playing great football right now, are able to run the ball and bully these opposing defenses. So it's kind of an interesting swing of kind of back to the old-style run game, guys. As Mike, you always say, you got to be able to stop the run and run the football. It seems like that's obviously a key for a lot of teams right now.
You know why I say it, Charlie? Every time I go to Louisiana line camp, all them 11 or 12 NFL assistant coaches and Pete Jenkins and Kevin Mawai, they say, man, if you can't run it, you're going to lose a lot of games. And we could see the general shift in it. And it's been gradual. But I think this year you see it even more. That now, okay, you want to play football chess against me? You get that smaller guy. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a bigger guy on that.
Exactly.
I'm going to run you. You get in front of Derrick Henry and see just how tough you are. Because Derrick Henry, they had Olay moves before, but he sort of invented defensive backs to get away from him in Olay moves. Because that guy, he'll run over you. And I do think now you're going to see more and more teams shifting where they pick running backs and linemen, offensive linemen. Because I think that's certainly the key to a running game. You're going to see them get picked much earlier than ever before.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.